It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010. The first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time. And it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace. And the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
What a moment that was. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Saturday
thanks to our friends, the Armentani Brothers, letting us use their Phillies Clubhouse mix.
Ben's definitely listening to this song on the way home.
Is he?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
So, and we are at Chickies in South Philly. It is the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. We're lucky enough for the Top 5 of Odd to be joined, finally, by a real baseball guy. Ike Reese. No. Ben Davis.
This is the best part of the show, correct?
Yeah. Well, that's what
people say.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. So here we go. The best part of the show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, it's time to ramp up for Red October.
Yes.
It's time to get locked in.
Yes.
And
do you want the Mets?
No, go Brewers. Come on, Ben, do you want the Mets or Brewers?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, we're going to play everyone.
Best we'll team
play
to
the,
win.
Play the Rocky music. All right. So I have for you my top five biggest X factors for the Phillies heading into the postseason. So hopefully they are having a parade down Broad Street. And we know that Bryce is obviously a big deal. So this is other X factors. Number five. I'm going to go with Ranger. I mean, Ranger is going to start game four. That's going to happen. How long is he going to go? I have no idea. But if he struggles in game four of the NLDS and they're lucky to move on, I think then it could turn into, are we going to have to start Turnbull? Are we going to have to start, you know, shifting plans here if Ranger looks like how he looked towards the end of the season, which it was a different pitcher. I mean, his stuff was flat. He might be dealing with dead arm, might still be dealing with the back. I don't know. But Ranger in game four is a huge swing start for how much are they going to trust him for the rest of the postseason.
You're saying toward the end of the season, Ranger hasn't been good since
July. But coming off the IL, I thought there was a chance he was going to get back to being close to the first half Ranger, and he's not.
I love Ranger. I feel like Ranger is a guy who you can trust in a big spot. And I know they said that he was hitting 93 on the gun and he looked good. I am at believe it when I will see it with Ranger at this point. You can't look the way he's looked physically. It just looks physical. You can't look the way you've looked for that long and just wake up one day. So if he looks great, it's great, but I'll believe it when I see it. Ben, how do you?
I would agree with that assessment. I think he's a guy I've the ultimate confidence, despite him not pitching well in the second half, despite the back injuries. I still have a lot of confidence in him because of what he's done in the postseason before. He's got some marbles.
He does.
So he knows how to go out there and compete, and he doesn't care. Here it is. You're getting my best stuff. If you hit it, then you're better than me, but I don't think you are.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of trust in Ranger in the back of my mind. His postseason the last couple years have earned him that. But, man, I hope he can do it because it's really a big swing for them. My fourth biggest X factor is Nick Castellanos. He's probably going to be in the four hole. I mean, they made that switch towards the end of the year, and Rob Thompson said he's leaning that way this morning with the morning show. And the four hole has been a spot in back-to-back years, 2022. Castellanos was horrible there, and Rob Thompson didn't move him. And last year, Bohm was mostly there. He hit the home run in Game 7, which was nice. That's been a spot the last two postseasons that has kind of unraveled this team. And Castellanos, I believe, is there for power. I think they trust his power more. But Castellanos in the four hole is definitely an X factor.
Yeah, he also has to hit. I understand the power is wanted. But what I'm afraid of is that Bryce gets pitched around. So it has to be somebody behind him that's going to hit. And it can't be I'm swinging for a home run every time I'm up there.
Uh-huh. So, I wonder.
Because Bryce got pitched around in that series versus Arizona.
Especially game 6 and 7.
Yeah. I wonder. I think back probably 6 weeks ago, maybe it was, that Castellanos talked about how much better he likes it when there is a real hitter behind him. I mean, he said that. And I just wonder if...
Oh, we missed that.
Oh, no, he said it. Yeah.
He took a shot at somebody.
No, I don't think...
He had a real hitter.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say real hitter.
Oh.
But he was saying when you have somebody... He was just talking about the normal baseball thing of having a guy behind mm-hmm. you and getting pitches to hit. But I wonder... I think that probably matters less to Bohm and matters more to Castellanos from a mental standpoint. I wonder if Topper looks at that and says... I need the best out of both of these guys. And if Castellanos is going up there feeling confident, you know, he's such a vibes guy. I wonder if Rob Thompson looks at that and that's the reason. Because the numbers do not line up to doing this. Castellanos has not been better in the cleanup spot. Bohm has. But I wonder if this is sort of a mental thing that Topper is doing. Ben, what do you think of the decision?
I would put Bohm there personally. I think, as I agree with Ike, I think you need more of a, and not a knock on Castellanos, but Bohm is more of a pure hitter.
Yeah.
And I think he poses more of a threat, not a strikeout threat as much as Castellanos, to put more balls in play. And if guys are on base, they're going to have to pitch to Bohm. And the dude had 97 RBIs, and he missed a lot of time with his hand. So he's got a knack for driving guys in.
Yeah, he was productive. The third biggest X
factor. That move better work out.
No, it's going to be – there's going to be some Rob Thompson conversations, definitely, however this season plays out, especially with that one. Third biggest X factor is Nola. Nola's the number two. I think we know what we're getting out of Wheeler. Chris Sanchez, we're not sure. I think we feel pretty good about. Heading into the postseason, it's always – I don't know what I'm getting from Nola. I think we feel pretty good, but they are more coin flips with Knowles. And for this team to win the World Series, you need a good number two. They paid him $172 million. They gave him the big contract. It's time for him to go out there and do it. So Nola jumps to the front of the list here as one of the biggest X factors for this team to win a World Series.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think Knowles enjoys pitching in the postseason. I think there's something about taking the mound every fifth day for him that he feels like you can count on him. And you're talking about going into what Knowles has to do is not have the inning that we all know that he's capable of having in the first five innings. Right? Like, we got to get him to that sixth inning, and I think we're good. It's that second time through the lineup where you're like, he starts to put people on base. And then now everybody's living on the edge with every pitch. Is this the home run? Is this when it's coming? Is this when it's coming? The solo shots don't bother me. It's when you get to 2, 3, 4-run shots.
Can I say
that's a grand slam? Honestly,
it's honestly another reason why I like Nola on the road, because I almost think that him giving up a home run at home is more makes everybody more antsy.
Yeah.
Than on the road. And because home runs swing momentum in the play, you just watch it happen. There's going to be some nerves at Citizens Bank Park this year. It's great fans, but with great expectations, you know, come a lot of nerves. I love the idea of pitching Nola in Game 3, actually, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
Bigger ballpark, harder to hit home runs, and maybe you don't get those fan nerves when he's going to give up a shot in the third inning.
You're not going to get bleeping Chris Sanchez. You're going to have a bleeping Nola. There he
yes.
is.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here we go again. You know. Would you, Ben, if you were the manager, who would you pitch in Game 2?
I would pitch Sanchez here at home. Those numbers, it's not a small sample size, but those numbers speak volumes. He's got a 5 on the road and a 2 at home, ERA. And, I mean, those numbers alone speak for themselves. And I also like splitting up the righties because it's a completely different look. I know Aaron isn't exactly the same pitcher as Zach Wheeler, but they are both right-handed and they have similar repertoire. But I just like splitting those guys up.
Jack, do you think two is better than five as well? Have you tried to make that argument?
Booty man.
What's the next X factor?
The next X factor is Rob Thompson.
Yeah, well,
it's a big Rob Thompson.
That's the biggest X factor, right?
Nah, not for me. Not for me.
Oh, we're on two. I thought
we're on number two.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Rob Thompson's a huge X factor. You know, he talked a lot about learning from what he did the last couple of postseasons and how he's going to have to adjust off that. He's going to make decisions about Johan Rojas seemingly every night. Do I pull him here? Do I start a game maybe with a better offensive lineup, keep him out of it, and then bring him in as a defensive replacement? Like, there's a lot of little Rob Thompson decisions. Castellanos in the four spot. Using this bullpen in the right ways. Now, there's no, I don't think, obvious Kimbrel, but he's going to have to deploy the bullpen in the right spot, and that Ranger situation is going to be a factor if he doesn't pitch well, or even in that game, he's probably going to go three or four innings, so he's going to have to manage the rest of that game. There's a lot of Rob Thompson decisions heading into this postseason.
And he's making different ones. Pitching Chris Sanchez in the second game is not the chalk move.
No.
Putting Castellanos in the four hole is not the chalk move. You know, he's making moves that are that we will talk about.
Yeah.
If they work, it will look like a stroke of genius. And if they don't work, it'll look like he screwed something up that seemed obvious.
Yeah, I think he's at the point where he has learned from his mistakes, but he also learns from his successes as well. Hey, if this worked in the past, I could lean on that. I know I can lean on that moving forward. But if this didn't work, maybe once, okay, maybe that's my fault, maybe twice, okay, we got to make the change here.
Yep.
Can I guess who what the number one is?
Sure.
My guess is that you say it's Trey.
No.
Oh.
No. I think it's Carlos. Phillies. I think it's Carlos Estevez.
Oh.
I think it's because he's going to be pitching.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that they like using Hoffman the eighth. I think they like using Hoffman maybe in the seventh.
It's not good.
And he's their fourth best option at close. I think Kirkering's better. I think Strom's better. And I think Hoffman's better. But he's going to be in those spots.
He is.
So it's going to be tight. We're going to have to, you know, hold on to your butts. But there's gonna be some tight Carlos Estevez moments.
Unclench your butt cheeks.
And if he can deliver, they're probably gonna be okay. So Estevez to me is the biggest X factor.
I think he's got big cojones. I just think he gives up really hard fly balls is the problem. Yeah, I'm not worried about him being nervous or being tight or any of those things. He has lived up to the what I was nervous about watching him pitch so far.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I just think at the back end of the – at some point in a very close game, you need someone that can get strikeouts. And I don't know if Estevez is that guy. He's more of a pitch to contact. I'm looking at Strom. I'm looking at Kirkering, like you said, Fritzy. Or, you know, obviously Hoffman would be my guy to close because I think he's got the fortitude to go out there when knowing there's not a net behind you in that ninth inning. And realize that, hey, I got to go punch some tickets. I think he's got the ability to do so.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 215—that's our phone number. Guida's number is 877-GO-GUIDA or visit coachuida.com. 215-592-9494. Coleman in Philly. Coleman, you want the Mets, right?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. It's about being smart.
I mean, like, the Mets are red hot.
They just lost. They just blew a lead last night.
Listen. Yeah, they blew the one lead, but they're playing like a better team as of recent, and they scare me more. That's all it is. And I agree with Jack. Like, who cares who we play? The goal is to get to the World Series. Who cares how we get there?
Yes.
Does the team scare you more, or does their fans coming down here scare you more?
That doesn't scare me as much because I agree, like, sell the tickets to other Philly fans. That doesn't scare me too much. About the, like, even if Mets fans show a couple guys, like, they're going to get drowned out by the Red October. Like, that's not going to affect anything.
Wow.
But I do think you guys got to chill out with saying the P word, though. You guys are way too confident that we're going to win the whole thing.
I'm not that confident.
You're jinxing us.
I'm not jinxing anybody. Okay.
Let me
tell you this. I'd rather be on this side of the ledger than the ledger I'm scared that I might have to face the Mets.
All right. That's a good point.
But, I got crumbled. Good call, Coleman. Coleman crumbled.
I'm just saying. I mean, if it's because I'm overconfident, okay. But that to me, that's better than being scared to play somebody. You know what I'm saying? Being, I don't know, man. You know, you and I – ball players. We've been in there. We've been inside those white lines, man.
And you've been on teams where, you know, if each guy does his job, no one's going to beat you. And that's the way it is with this club. If they each guy does their job, this Phillies team, no one's going to beat them. I don't care what league. They're not going to beat them. They will be winning a championship soon.
I've talked myself into
the
bye. Putting aside all of the conversations about the bye previously.
Yes.
I've switched to, I actually think it will help them at the plate.
Yes.
You know, they sucked at the end of the year offensively.
It's not like they were really
hot. They were striking out 15 times a game. Their approach at the plate was bad. I think getting 5 days with Kevin Long and really, really refocusing what they're trying to do when they go up there at the plate, and then that not everybody's trying to hit the ball 500 feet. I think this time, putting the injury stuff, quite obviously, that is good for them, the bye. But I think the mental part of refocusing their game. The only guy I don't love it for is Zach Wheeler, who is
so regimented.
Loves pitching on the fifth day, has all this extra time off. I know he pitched a lot this season. It's probably good for his body. He's definitely a creature of habit in that way. But the rest of the offense, I feel better about the offense taking this week off than feeling worse.
Yeah.
I didn't want to roll from that Washington series into they looked horrible in that series. They looked bad in the series before. They looked bad in the series before that. So.
I agree. Man, how much is the I asked Bryce about this, too, the whole mental fatigue part. You know, they it's a long season. Almost when you get out to the lead that they got off to, now you're worried about not blowing the lead versus locked in, being hungry, and you're chasing. You're the hunted. And I would have to imagine that's got to be a little mentally draining as well. So I thought the 4 or 5 days off sort of gives them an opportunity to sort of just recharge from a mental standpoint, too.
Yeah, they can definitely reboot. And I think that them winning the National League East was so inevitable. It was almost like they were just playing it out, just waiting for that to end.
That, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, we know this is going to happen. Let's nip this in the bud. Let's finish 162. Everyone stay healthy, and then we'll move on from there. So I think from a mental aspect, this is going to help these guys out. I think the inter-squad game yesterday is going to help them out. And, you know, they said today was it wasn't a mandatory practice, but I guarantee you all those boys are over there getting
Yeah, you
getting
don't want to be the guy that's not there.
Hell no. Yeah. We know what optional means. Yes.
Optional means get your butt there.
Yes.
Coming up next, Dave Dombrowski talked about what he is most concerned about going into the postseason. I was about to say offseason again.
Yep.
I meant postseason.
Way to go.
He can't stop saying offseason.
Because you're thinking about Juan Soto.
I'm thinking a lot about Juan Soto.
We have one goal in mind.
Yes.
Okay?
That is Juan Soto. No, it's a World Series. But Dave Dombrowski talked about what he is worried most about, most concerned about with the Phillies coming up in the postseason. We will get to that next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Hey, NFL Week 5 is here, and you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Oh, we got a good one tonight. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Let's go with Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Falcons, to go over in his passing yards tonight. Let's go with also wide receiver Mike Evans with an anytime touchdown. And let's get another anytime touchdown for Falcons running back Bijan Robinson. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
This might be the only one I don't like.
Yeah. Armentani brothers know what I like.
This is house music.
Yes.
You like this, Ben?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show. Thanks, Spike and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. It's the Red October Rally. It's been a great day. Presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Ben.
That sounded like Lil Uzi was in there.
Did we work in the stupid party rock song? Leave the Eagles. Let the Eagles have that song. Come on.
Lil Uzi has made more than one song.
Dude, well.
Wow.
It's that song, though, they were, like, dancing to in 2022.
It's true. It's,
yeah,
true.
It's just bad.
We got a couple of Philly rappers that have very big names that have, like, one or two songs. It's like, Meek Mill? He's got, like, two songs? That are, yeah. Anyway. I mean, it's
Meek?
True.
Meek?
Yeah.
Dude, Meek has a catalog.
Nah. How many good songs in that
well,
catalog?
That's subjective.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ben Davis with us.
What do you think about Meek's catalog?
Yeah,
Ben?
What do you know?
Well,
and don't forget, Meek Mill did a song for the Patriots when they won the Super Bowl. So,
that is the key thing to not forget about Meek Mill right now.
Yeah, well, all right, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Not doing that. Not doing
would
that.
You stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Stop.
He's enjoying himself.
We're out there in the open.
Yeah.
You gotta realize that.
Yes. So Ben,
hey, Broads, 6 to 7:30.
Ben,
yes.
Ben, we were. Oh, is Broads from here?
Yeah.
Oh, you see him over there.
I saw him, but I didn't know he was doing.
He was like, can we please talk a little Meech Koff? I said, no Meech Koff. We got a World Series to win.
I do see a lot of Flyers. Are they on? They must be on tonight.
They play tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
I'm a big Meech Koff guy. I've known about that guy for years.
Big
so,
Meech.
So, Ben, when we were opening the show, we talked a lot about the urgency of winning this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is a specific, you know, the Phillies have invested a lot of money in the team, so on and so forth. They want to win. Do you think there is a particular urgency about winning this year?
Yes, there is a window. And last time I checked, Father Time is undefeated. These guys are not getting any younger. I'm not saying that it's a major factor in the next 2-3 years, but it definitely can lead itself to that. I just think this is the deepest team that they've had in years. I think they're still ticked off about what happened last year against Arizona. I saw it when they arrived in spring training. I've seen it throughout the course of the year. And so they've accomplished the goals that they've wanted to accomplish thus far. They just have to win three series and get on out and be a world champion and head down Broad Street again.
Dave Dombrowski talked about what his big, you know, Jack was giving his X factors there. Dave Dombrowski talked about what he is most concerned about in the postseason. Here's what he said.
I'm more concerned about our offense getting going. It just is. Guys have days off. We're routine oriented. I know that we're going to now, during an all-star break, you don't have control of the players. That's different than that. But now we're in a position where we can work on high level, on high volume, velocity machines, work on the curveball machine. We're going to throw batting practice, have acting, inter-squad game tomorrow. And some guys will throw again on Thursday. But I always worry more about the offensive perspective of the game because days off that way can normally cause you concern.
The thing about, he talked about the offense getting going, the thing about the five-game series is you don't have time to warm up. You know, they got to come out hot on Saturday. You know, they have to look like they are ready offensively on Saturday. You go down 0-1 to whoever they're playing. It's just like these series can be over real quick.
Yeah, and that's why I thought Jack was going to go with the offense as a whole as his number one.
Sure.
Because the peaks and valleys that we've seen them go through the last couple seasons, when they're hot, man, they're the best lineup in baseball. But it just seems like, you know, like we saw last year, they came back home. Two games in hand, they scored three runs. So that just cannot happen. You're right, Spike. They have to stay. They have to get hot early and stay hot.
215-592-9494. Raji in Philly. You're on WIP.
Hello?
Raji.
Raji.
And, man, I think there's a medical, like, breakthrough going on because that worm, that CBP worm, was going in his head for a while this season. Now it's in his stomach, and he's getting all nauseous.
Oh, no.
It could go,
you're saying Jack's CBP worm has...
It might stop his heart, you know, come playoff time. I don't know, man. So, Jack, yeah. I hope you can hopefully stay for the whole playoffs, man.
I'll be locked in. Just give me a Saturday at 4:08. That's all I want. I'm sick of talking about it. The worm's fine.
Jack... You're scared of the bats.
Man, it's in your stomach.
I know. Well, listen, I get very nervous heading into the Phillies playoffs. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
We haven't heard about this, the worm potentially moving for your brain. It is one of the dangers of the worm.
Yes.
So
hopefully it doesn't infect Elliot in a similar way.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you got Ben on. Before I ask Ben a question about this, because I'm going to the game Saturday, Ike, man, I think they should play Me Against the World by Tupac, just to let you know, because that's an anthem I want to hear. But
sir.
You know, it's
they might be too young for that.
Me Against the World, they're too young.
Yeah, they may be too young for Tupac.
Yeah, no, we were talking Digital Underground last time, but
Ike and I think had a full Digital Underground verse.
Was it Humpty?
It was Humpty Day.
Yes.
And the oatmeal. You might need Jack might need some oatmeal to rest that stomach. But
So what do you want to ask Ben?
So everyone's talking about this is like the environment. They did a little simulation game. I was asking crowd noise, because CBP is going to be rocking the whole time. Uh-huh. Does it for the pitcher more? Like in football, the offense says quiet down. In baseball, is there some sort of method to that madness, or is it just you just got to be focused in and let the crowd just go crazy the whole time? Like as a home field advantage.
Well, it's a huge home field advantage, obviously for the Phillies, but I think it affects the pitcher adversely. If you're going up against somebody and you want to really show them how good you are, I think it affects the pitcher. In fact, that they grip the ball tighter, they would all show you, and they try and overthrow. That's when you hang that slider. That's when you don't hit your spot with your fastball. You leave it out over the plate, and that's when it gets crushed. I'll silence these fans myself, and that's it. I think it has the opposite effect on the pitchers. We saw it with Strider a couple years ago when Reese took him up top with the bat slam and everything else. I think it definitely affects the pitcher more so than anybody else.
Why I like having Zach Wheeler is a psycho. I feel like he isn't somebody who would be affected by that.
No.
Wheeler feels like he's got a little of that Halliday in him, where you're looking at a crazy person in a lot of ways.
My biggest fear is I don't know how. I think the Mets would be okay at CBP. I don't think they'd walk in because they're more veteran laden.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be super intimidated. Whereas the Brewers are a young team. I mean, Jackson Chirillo is 20. You know what I mean? That's a young team in Milwaukee that could be a little bit more overwhelmed playing in the Midwest the entire season versus a New York team that obviously has playing in New York as the kind of pressure that they surround.
Look at tough Northeast Jack talking about the Midwest.
That's right. Soft.
Point is, a lot of the road teams have been winning, and, last year we saw the home field. Home field wasn't an advantage, really, as much as we thought. So, I'm just curious on how is it, as a batter, does it affect you when you hear all that noise? But a good point by Ben, and I know that pitching disrupts the signaling between the catcher and the pitcher, too. So, just appreciate your time, and, go Phils.
Go Phils. Thanks, Roger. Phils. Ken and Cinnaminson.
Yes!
You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
What up, Ken?
So I have the answer to this Mets thing, but I just want to say this, and maybe Ben can respond. The best version of the Phillies offense is when they are staying in the middle of the field, when the approaches stay in the middle of the field. So hopefully there's a big sign in the dressing room that says stay in the middle, because that's when they score the most runs, is when they're not going up there full happy. So hopefully that's what we get Saturday. But
without a doubt.
Here's the thing about the Mets. Jack, the reason you're afraid of the Mets, the reason that all these people are afraid of the Mets, is because deep down inside, you have an inferiority complex about Philadelphia compared to New York. So you're afraid of losing to the Mets because you're afraid that's going to confirm your feeling of inferiority to the Brewers.
No, so I think it's two things. One, I don't want to lose to the Mets. Like, I know their upside of beating the Mets is great, but the downside of losing to the Mets is very annoying.
Scared.
And you want to lose to?
Well, I don't really want to lose to anyone, but losing to the Mets to the Brewers, exactly. I would choose losing to the Brewers. And the other thing that has me worried, it could be the Mets, it could be whoever, is they have the look of the hot team that classically gets in and goes on a run, and I would like that another team to possibly take them out. So that's
you
really
mean
what
except
it is.
For last night. So the Brewers have a better pitching staff than the Mets, the Brewers have a better bullpen than the Mets, the Brewers have a deeper lineup than the Mets, but you would rather play the Mets. I mean, the Phillies are better than the Mets. The Phillies are better than the Brewers too. But the Phillies are better than the Mets. The fact of the matter is that the only team that can beat the Phillies is the Phillies. If Rob Thompson doesn't make any huge mistakes like he made in the last two postseasons, and if this team doesn't get full happy and try and jerk everything, there's nobody's going to beat them.
I agree with that. They
good
got
call,
if they,
good call, Ken.
If they can stay out of their own way, they will win the World Championship.
Yep.
They will.
There's no doubt about it.
Ken, what do you think about hitting Castellanos fourth and Bohm fifth?
Well, you know I'm a big Alec Bohm lover.
Mm-hmm. I know you are.
That's you and me, you and me both, Ken.
Yeah, you guys are both riding the Bohmer.
Riding the Bohmer.
Yep.
You can look at it either way because you know Casty liked to have somebody protecting him. He did say that, and Bohm is the best bat to ball guy in this entire lineup. So. He does have 97 RBI this year, and he missed a ton of time. I think you're probably – I would rather see Bohm back in the four hole. I really would.
All right. Appreciate you, Ken. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Yet the pull-happy thing, every criticism of the Phillies offense, I feel like I can visualize and see it. And it's almost their whole lineup that gets that way when it's bad. Turner does it. Bryce does it.
Yeah.
Schwarber does it. Marsh does it. You know, those guys trying to yank something 500 feet, pull it. That's a good point from Ken.
They're all better hitters when they use the whole field. And the strikeouts have to come down. Have to. I don't care if you choke up and just, you know, try and hit a ball on the ground somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they go through. Good things happen when you put balls
put
in
the
play.
The ball in play, baby.
The Mets had how many
infields? Get the launch angle and the analytics out of there.
Well, how many times over the last... Even in the first two games for the Mets and the Brewers, did the Mets hit some ground ball that ended up as an infield single? They had an entire rally. I think there was three infield singles the other day.
That's what I'm saying. Good things happen.
Which is what drives me crazy about Rojas. Just hit ground
balls.
Well,
he better be...
Hit ground balls.
He was one of the ones I was talking about when I was talking when we were talking to L.A. and Fransky about embracing and accepting a different approach at the plate. Right, so if they need you to bunt, put the ball on the ground. Okay, be able to do that, be willing to do that. I know he did it at times, but also felt like early in the season he was still trying to show he could be a major league hitter, as opposed to being a guy who's just trying to get on base and create chaos once he's on the base pass. Because actually getting on base and if we can get Turner feeling aggressive, stealing bases.
We have a lot of base stealing.
Yeah, we got some guys that can steal some bases.
Got to show Rojas tape of Brett Butler. I want him bunting his way on all the time.
You love the old.
I love
you,
Brett
you bring
Butler.
Bring up Brett Butler all
I
the
do
time.
because speed is back in Major League Baseball. And I just get on base. All we need is Rojas to do is to take chances to get on base. And when he strikes out, there's no chance he's going to be on base. I just want him on first base.
Well, Rob Thompson said today he wants him to chew up pitches in the nine hole.
Oh!
Yeah. How's that for some good old ball talk?
Yeah, but think about it. If he does get on, you got the big boys coming up right at the top.
And you're going to get better pitches because they're worried about Rojas on first.
Boom.
Come on. And also, can Stott grow up? I love Bryson Stott. I mean, I do. 245 this year. Okay, like we need a real Bryson Stott kind of moment in the postseason. It's probably going to be a platoon, but
so
like
you didn't
on.
Put him in there as an X factor.
Yeah, he's just it's probably gonna be more of a platoon anyway.
Okay,
and he's in what batting seventh. We know the defense is going to be pretty good. He's not as like important, but if they can get a real Bryson Stott postseason, that would be nice.
215-592-9494. Connor in Delaware is a coward. Connor, you're on WIP.
I'm no coward, but I'm with Jack on this one.
Thank you.
For the exact opposite reason of one of the previous callers who's worried about the Mets being hot. Not worried about the team on the field at all. I think playoff competitive juices, we are ready for whoever comes. Not worried about that. but it's about bringing those Mets fans into the stadium, and say somebody on the Mets hits a solo shot in the second, and then you start to hear that 5% of the crowd with the Let's Go Mets chants, and then the 95% start to boo down those Let's Go Mets chants. Suddenly what wasn't a big deal in the second inning, now the nerves from game 6 and 7 that you guys talk about with Diamondbacks last year, now suddenly that's front of mind. So just those weird things, baseball completely aside, the teams completely aside, I'd rather not have to deal with those 5% of Mets fans that can make something that's not a big deal feel like suddenly the sky's falling.
Yeah, I do think it can, I understand what you're saying, but I do think it can invigorate the crowd in a different way. There is something, you know, UNC versus Duke about it, where you have some of the opposing fans in your stadium. There's something exciting about that whole thing.
Bloomsburg versus Kutztown.
Yeah, that's exactly the comparison I was thinking about.
I was at the game. It was a few weeks ago. It was a Friday night game. The Mets were in town, and it was a 3-run home run. It's not a big deal, but it immediately everything tenses up when you hear those boos, and it's not booing the players, but it's booing the Mets fans down, and then you're all of a sudden, like I'm saying, it's all of a sudden a much more nerve-wracking situation than if the Brewers hit a solo shot in the second. The 10 Brewers fans that made the trip to Philadelphia aren't exactly going to change the
unless it's Reese, and then maybe let's give him a standing ovation.
Yeah, well, they did it anyway last time.
In our favor, too. If we can have guys on the other team firing us up, I think that's a win-win, too. So, not worried about the Mets on the field. I think if that's who we're playing, I don't think it changes a ton in terms of how we feel about our team against their team. It's just about that wrinkle of, do we have the same home field advantage just from the nerves in the building you guys were talking about before?
Oh, the nerves and the Mets fans.
Dude, you were worried about this less than 24 hours ago, and now you're Captain Tough Guy.
I am Captain Tough Guy about it because I realize.
Because you have one sleeve of tattoos.
I have two sleeves of tattoos.
Yeah, that's two.
And a big cat tattoo on my thigh.
Oh, man, that's terrifying.
I wouldn't tell anybody about that one. Yep.
There's nothing wrong with a big cat tattoo on your thigh.
That's very tough. Yep.
May she rest in
peace,
Alabama.
When you say big cat, it's not a lion. It's an actual cat.
Yeah, it's a little white cat.
Yeah. She was 4 pounds.
Like a puma coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's not actually big cat.
Meow.
Yeah. Not a panther.
There's no blood. It's just his little Alabama cat.
She was tough. I love her. I miss that cat.
Are you going to cry again?
Sometimes I do when I talk about her. Don't get me there. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
How you doing, brother?
What's up, Justin? Go Vols!
Go Vols. Fight.
No, not this early.
Where's the Oscars theme?
Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah, you guys, enough already.
Spot sitting there looking like Dr. Evil with Mr. Bigglesworth on his thigh.
All right.
I like this more.
Yeah. Oh, you like when they're coming after me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get down to it. Y'all, you want the Mets to come in there because do you realize how satisfying it would be to beat the Mets on the way to the World Series?
What if they lose?
So
what
awesome.
If they lose?
What if they don't
so
lose?
What? What if you walk out to your car and you turn your dadgum ankle on your way home? Who cares? You've made
well, I'd battle through it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, who cares? What? Who cares what? You know, it's like I said, would it have meant as much to beat the Jags if it did the Pats? No, I mean, it was awesome that we would have won a Super Bowl, but beating the Patriots 41-33, man, that's something we can hang our hat on for the rest of our lives. I mean, just imagine, there's going to be some of them celebrity Mets fans come down there, like the King of Queens, what's his name, Kevin James.
Chris Christie will probably be there.
Yeah.
He's a huge Mets fan.
He was at the game last night.
He's enormous.
Yeah, he's enormous. Yeah. Maybe we can put him on a chair again and see if he can fall off.
Oh. I was in that morning when that happened.
Yes,
oh, you were?
I was.
One of the greatest moments ever in WIP history.
Everyone's like, oh, my God, that just happened.
Yeah, and shout out to Tommy Avalone, who did capture that video and never deleted it, even though he was told to, and saved it for us. It got us one of the best WIP moments of all time.
I'm telling you, though, Jack, just – embrace it, beat and fight the Mets in, and beat their ass like a Cherokee drum, boys. I'm here to tell you, let her rip, later, Skip. Don't be scared. Reach over there and slap him, let him taste his own bad young blood. You know, just let
just
him
like Rio said, yep.
Taste some blood, Jack. Come on, dadgummit. You got to get fired up, focused, and prepared. It's coming down the pike Saturday, and you know what's happening Saturday. Bills are going to beat the hell out of whoever it is, whether it's the Brew crew or the Mets. And then the ball's going to kick hell out of the hole.
No.
Yeah, Razorback's going down this weekend, Justin.
Play the Oscar
you
music.
You hung up on him.
You did.
I didn't. I did not hang up on him. I did not.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
No, he said that and got out of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He knew it was coming.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. So we don't have a text line today.
I mean, I have it. I just forgot Battle's off today.
Yeah. Oh, Battle's off.
He's off today and tomorrow.
Wow. So
I guess he's not ready for Red October.
Oh, you know what he told me? This was very funny. He goes, yeah, I'm taking some days off for the bye week. And I thought, you're not on the Eagles.
You don't play for the Eagles.
WIP is on 24 hours a day, whether the Eagles have a bye or not. So, yeah.
Well,
so
at least he wasn't saying for the Bills bye week.
No.
That would be unacceptable.
Oh, isn't he going to a Bills road game? Isn't that what he's doing, I think?
Maybe.
I think that's what he's doing. So we don't have a text line. So it's been a great day. The Red October rally continues from 6 to 7:30 as Broads is here doing a show. And then we have Thursday Night Football on WIP, right?
Yep, so Bucks, Falcons.
It's been a really big day. We've been here all day. It's been great to see everyone. Great shows. We had Bryce Harper on at 3 o'clock. If you'd like to hear that, you can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app within 24 hours or just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. 2:30, we had Fransky in L.A., who acted like they had never been in front of a microphone before. It was honestly one of the most stunning. I wonder if the bye week is affecting them negatively. If they've been off for too long.
Too much time off?
Yeah, you should have seen it, Ben. Put them in front of them. I said, hey, guys, you know, the deal, you guys are going to be with us for several more years. WIP, we're so proud to have you back. They just looked at the microphone. They didn't say a word. It was. What are these guys doing?
LA didn't blame the umpires.
Yeah. Well, they looked at each other. So it was. I wonder if the bye week has affected them negatively.
They forgot how to talk. Yeah.
But it's awesome that the Phillies will be on WIP for several more years.
Absolutely.
I love having the Eagles on WIP. Love Merrill and Mike. That there is a thing about baseball on the radio that is unlike any other sport on the radio. You know, I have a long drive home every day. So for a lot of the Phillies games, the first three, four innings, I would just listen. And there's something about baseball on the radio, specifically with our broadcast team, where it feels like you're in it when you're listening to it. And the noise surrounding it is the atmosphere of it is so good. And I love hearing those guys on WIP. I'm so happy that they're going
to
be here.
Yeah, they're great. They force you to imagine what is going on, to picture it in your head.
Yeah, and they seem to enjoy each other, or they're lying, and they're great liars.
Well, how can you not enjoy either one of those guys?
Yeah. So Saturday, 4:08 is first pitch, mm-hmm. Sunday as well, and then the two games, then Monday off, and then Tuesday and Wednesday in either Milwaukee or New York. We will be traveling to – now, I would rather go to Milwaukee than I would rather than go to New York. The traffic in Milwaukee is a lot less.
A lot
than
easier.
Yes. Driving to Citi Field sucks.
It's brutal.
It sucks.
It may take the same amount of time to drive there as it would to fly to Milwaukee.
It might take you're being truthful.
Yes.
Awful.
You can drive from Manhattan to Citi Field, and it can take you an hour and 20 minutes. It's in Queens. It might as well be in Canada, so far away it is. Driving from here, I'm in no mood. So I'd rather travel to Milwaukee, but I'd rather play the Mets. Do you have that feeling, Ben? Is it going to happen?
In my heart of hearts, I really think it's going to happen this year.
This is the year.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it in years past, but I just think there's something this year that's it just feels right. Just feels right.
It's time, Spike. It's time.
Spike, get on board. Stop being soft.
Wait a minute. You're the soft one, Jack. I'm not taking that today. You're the soft one yesterday and today. Ike's been there winning the World Series since May.
Baseball guy, Ben.
Baseball guy.
Believe it.
Just a ball player.
Believe it.
And I was a starting center fielder on my 8-year-old team. 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and 10-year-old team.
Yeah, people forget that.
But they try to move me to left field as if I didn't have a hose out there in center field.
Well, at least it wasn't right field.
I bet nary a ball got down on the ground when you were out there.
Man, you know. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.